Okay, welcome everyone. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is March 10th, 2026. It is 5:04 PM. And let's see, the meeting is being audio recorded. Folks at home, two Select Board members today, myself and Alisa. Hi, Alisa.
Hi, Robin.
Will's out tonight. We've got some appointments coming. 5 o'clock, we've got Tyson here to talk about Highway Department budget and a couple other things. At 5:30, the Finance Committee's gonna join us, so I assume you're staying while they're here too, because a lot of this has to do with them.
Right, yeah.
That's okay. 6 o'clock, we're gonna see the Police Chief. Chief John will be here. We're gonna go through his budget. Couple of consent agenda items. We've got meeting minutes, some sets of them, however.
There's three of them. One's regular, and then the other two are just the public portion of two executive sessions.
Are you gonna vote on the ones that you weren't here for?
I don't know what protocol is. I mean, I can.
There's
only one that I wasn't here for.
But you, if you're not comfortable doing it and would abstain, then we have to table it.
Right.
It's just one of me.
I mean, the two executive session ones are.
I've listened to the audio recording of the meeting.
So we can get to it, and if you're comfortable, it's fine, we will, and if not.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. And then we've got a couple of discussion items, the Select Board. We have the citizens petition. Support of Act Establishing Medicare for All. We have a liquor license to look at. We've got to talk about Culver Small Bridge Project. 8A over Underwood Brook. We've got some library substitutes to appoint. And we're gonna talk about the board's clerk position.
That's correct.
Yep. And then maybe some, whatever we've got for new info to carry over to next week. What else you got? Anything that you, Mia?
No, everything, the couple things I have kind of fall into other categories.
Anything else, Alisa?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. So, we're gonna start with Tyson. You know, a lot of the things do have the money piece attached to them. So, I don't wanna have to have the conversation twice.
That's just chapter 90 though, so she didn't even want any of that. That doesn't count through FinCom, correct?
Well.
Doesn't count.
I mean, the Finance Committee's gonna weigh in on the budget items.
Yep.
So, and they were gonna talk about the roads a little bit, because I think we started that conversation with them here.
Yeah, we did.
We'll just do a little synopsis of what Tyson and I were reviewing. There's three main roads that we were looking at, all of which really need to be reclaimed and then redone, not just an overlay. And those three, we talked about them last time, Sumner Stetson, number 9, and Coleraine Stage. So we asked Tyson to get some more prices and current prices. We've got some of them at this point. We're getting some more
tomorrow.
But in recap, and I'll have to do this again when they get here, basically for full project cost, Sumner Stetson, $140,000. These are with chip seal as a finish coat. And that's what I think we're gonna talk about and look at. We can talk about when Finance Committee comes and you can kind of explain it to everybody at that point. I'm not gonna do it twice, but. So Sumner Stetson, $140,000 approximately. Mm-hmm. Number 9, $417,000. And Coleraine Stage, $541,000. So that Coleraine Stage includes a binder.
That's a binder.
And chip seal.
Yeah.
Which is nothing we can talk about when everybody's here. So when Finance Committee gets here, we really gotta make a decision with Tyson, and so he can sign up, get us on the schedule for something. We were hoping to tackle two. Oh, and I guess everybody's gonna wanna know how much money we have. And we have 1.2 million. I don't need to look. We've got approximately 1.2 million.
In chapter 90.
Yes,
right?
Chapter 90.
Just wanna be specific about the pots of money we're talking about.
Of the Coleraine Stage number of 541,000, we could break that into some this year and some next year, putting the binder on this year and doing the chip seal next year, And that would save about $100,000 out of this year's money and would pass it on till next year.
Yep, exactly.
Number nine and Coleraine are obviously in really bad shape in some places. They affect a lot of travelers. Everyone's not happy with them. So they're really important roads. Sumner Stetson, same thing, but not as many people. However, there are some.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, other than we're going to lose the road, you can't scrape it.
Right.
You just bottom of Coleraine stage, you just can't scrape it.
So when we're talking about these roads, we're talking about from their beginning to their end or whatever, from their both ends of the road. So you're talking about the entire road.
Well, the bulk of it.
Bulk of it, yeah.
Right? Because Coleraine,
Coleraine stage would be
to
the
Bray.
Town line up to...
To town line, of course. So sorry.
And up
yes.
to Bray.
Up to Bray.
And up to Bray, which
not
then,
fast.
Right, because then it turns into West Branch. It's no longer Coleraine.
Well, and then in a minute, it turns into Branch.
You got a little portion there. That, right, going around right,
but
by the
fairgrounds.
By
the fairgrounds.
Okay.
So fine.
And so you're talking about possibly just doing some of the worst bits and pieces.
No. These are
Wait,
full.
Just one?
That's just
on just
these
one.
Numbers.
Well, you're talking about Coleraine stage, maybe doing a little bit now and then maybe a little bit.
No.
The whole thing.
The whole road.
What would you coming in with base coat and then coming back with a chip seal the next year on the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
oh,
there'd be
oh,
like
oh,
a.
Oh, oh,
it's
oh,
still
oh.
a pavement on it, just wouldn't
that's
be the top
how you're
coat.
Breaking it.
Right.
So now I understand. Okay.
Well, that I'm not necessarily. I'm just saying that's what we talked about.
Right. No, right. I understand that was the option that you're talking about. I'm just trying to follow along. This is not my wheelhouse. So.
No, that's good.
Either. I'm
just
hanging
on. This uses the bulk of the money.
Yeah.
Is what it does.
It does.
Which is what the Chapter 90 money
is for.
Really supposed
for.
To be for.
Yeah.
And the only reason we have so much is we haven't done anything. It's been accumulating.
Right. Well, we used some for salt shed.
Yeah, but we haven't done the road work that we
And there might be some of that out of the 220 that gets kicked back and released from the salt shed once we get that project completed.
What about the... Well, this little bit right out here on Jacob's Road is pretty horrific.
There's a quote in there for that, too. I'm going to have him look at that again tomorrow.
Right, I know we had when you first presented... That it was in, I think we talked about it in there. But for right now, you guys were just discussing the three main roads that are in great need. I was going to drive these before I came in today and I ran out of time.
Oh, now's a great time to ride them.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep, needs a new road.
It's perfect.
It's on the pickup and not my Tahoe.
No, it's even better. You're going to ride
with
me in a plow truck. I'll bring you around the roads.
We'll talk about it more when finance gets here, but that's kind of what we're, that's what's where we're at.
Okay.
I think, Tyson, if you were to just make your decision, it would be number nine in Coleraine stage.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just get her done.
Number nine, two. So these would be the two hot tickets.
Yeah. Basically a million. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. What we could talk about right now is this recycling dividend program, right? We've got this money. I forget how much. Do you
it's
remember?
Like five. Something. I have it. Oh, no, it's latest and greatest printed out somewhere. Like $10,000, I believe.
I thought it was more than that.
No.
Okay.
Well, you might be thinking of the recycling program revolving, which is not to be confused with the recycling dividend program fund balance.
And the last thing we were kind of talking about was a platform.
Right, I just listened
right?
to that.
And there was some back and forth about what this platform would be made out of.
Yeah, I suggested wood for the simple reason we're not there when these people pick up that can and drop the can. And a lot of times they have smashed the deck and we've had to replace it. Well, replace boards and fix it that way. It's a lot easier to repair the wood than it would be any kind of aluminum deck that would be put in place.
And then I think, I don't know if you talked about this with Will, and I know he's not here to have the conversation, but I think the thought was if it were steel of some type, metal, the thought would be it would get moved, so it wouldn't be getting hit.
On wheels.
am I right with that conversation? Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
these,
I listened to it.
Yeah.
Just a morning.
These guys have
moved by us.
But when? Sometimes they come in here for these boxes at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They don't tell us what day they're coming. When we call for a pull,
right.
We've got a 3-day variance. Don't know. They've actually drove the dumpster into the building that's there. They broke the stops. They've put it multiple feet away from where they're supposed to. So to say that putting something on wheels so they can move it, I just...
Well, it definitely wasn't that they would move.
It would be that we would move it. You know, Mira, you were saying, well, you make a call and they come, right? It's like, no, they don't. And as Tyson is saying, you don't know when they're going to come. So it's hard to prepare for their arrival.
How do we? How do they know that the bin's full?
We call
because
it in.
Because they can call them.
But when you call it in, they've got, usually it takes them 3 days. Sometimes
well, right,
two.
But when you call it in, can't you just say, well, if it's open at any point in those 3 days, then you're just going to move it after that day it's open? So you know that they're going to come within the next few days.
But then you're moving it and closing it.
You never know when they're going to come.
Then you might be moving it back and forth numerous times.
It's only two days.
Oh.
So it's going to be one day in that 3-day period.
It would just, it would, the thing with the wheels that bothers me is then you've got extra movement and there's some elderly people that.
It would be locking wheels.
Yeah, definitely. But I just.
I just don't know how effective that would be.
I don't.
Quite honestly.
I don't trust them.
That heavy on wheels and pushing them around.
We deal with locking wheels all the time with an ambulance cot and they're not, you can't depend on them.
Yeah.
I just see somebody getting hurt. That's why we want to build a new deck. They have, waste management's been called about the complaints of putting the box too far away or close enough so it hits it. And the only answer I get to this day is, what are you gonna do? You can't, so it's not as if, and it's never the same driver, but that's usually the answer from waste management. Well, what are you gonna do? You know, we got a driver that's. They had stops. They had stops for the dumpster before I started, and I was told that they were ripped off when they placed the dumpster. So placing new stops, I don't think, is going to be...
So it seems like, though, building something for them to hit it is not a good idea either.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I see. We don't recycle. I'm kidding. I hear that.
What do others have?
It's all either
completely different setups.
Or build platforms. That's all I've ever heard of or seen. I don't
know
about you.
Yeah, some of them are totally different. Some of them have a car ramp that goes up and it makes it ground level. Some of them stick
right.
in under ground level. So
which
you
is something Lee always wanted was to kind of get that thing underground.
Yeah.
That's not
gonna happen. Well, I don't have much of a say on this one. I hate to admit. I don't use it. Never seen it in use because I don't go there. So I'm going to have to rely on other people's.
It needs to be longer is the big thing because it...
It's just a wee short.
The old recycle cans that they used were shorter. Mm-hmm. What they did is they made it bigger and added a door. And you
mm-hmm.
can't get to that last door.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
But people try and they're reaching over the rail. I see somebody get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so,
I think we need some quotes.
Yeah, I was looking for some basic prices online.
So even if it does get hit, well then the driver is liable. Then we take pictures and file a claim or something. I don't know.
I mean, asking around, it looks like it'd be about $5.
They're not.
The
problem. The problem is
it
by the time.
Like they're gonna. They're
no.
Gonna stand behind
that. The cameras.
And when I go. When they smash it, I've got, you look at the 2 days the dump's open, well, I've only got a few days, I have to fix it. I don't have time to call the company, complain, wait for them to send somebody
right.
out. And they're not going to. They're not going to. They're going to say, what are you going to do?
Right.
Right.
Well, this is the running idea of how to spend those dividend monies.
Yes.
Or no other.
Well, I could get a couple local carpenters that we've dealt with and have them come down and look at it, get a quote.
Get some quotes.
Okay.
Keep looking on the.
And the other good thing is we do have on Monday, as part of the ADA self-evaluation and transition plan, Burcock's coming out with me to go to all the different properties, you know, taking pictures of everything and measuring stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is making sure that you have the right tread depths and step heights and whatever.
Well, a licensed contractor.
What about a nice big bollard? And then they can hit that.
No, that's not the best. They'll know it.
That's what I put every place. Put a concrete-filled bollard right on the corner of it. And when they hit it, they hit it.
Then I'll get the phone call from the company. Hey, my driver hit your... Well, tell him to look in his mirror.
Don't hit it. Right. My suggestion is don't hit it. If it's safe,
oh, well.
Yellow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
That's what I'll tell
back
him.
At
what are you going to do?
Yeah. Right, what are you going to do?
I think it's a spectacular idea.
Sure.
That's what you put around other things so that people don't hit them?
Just a cement wall and say, okay, this is, you've got to get it in here.
The frame of the, well, are you never going to move the wood one?
We have to now because we have to keep moving it because they never put the dumpster back in the same spot twice. So it usually we either have to move the can back or move the deck forward.
It's not that hard. Just gotta back it up.
Well, if it's been hit, apparently it is.
Oh,
oh.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my.
Well, it would be interesting to look at other transfer stations to see what they do, what their setups are.
Let's get some quotes. Can we talk about that?
I'm trying to even look up like
constant
transportation
issue.
Transportation platform, recycling, yeah. Stairs, rolling, metal.
Bollard.
Same kind of thing.
My answer to it. They'll hit it once and then they won't hit it again. All right, so we're going to get some quotes. You're going to do the wood quotes.
Yeah, I'll get the wood quote on that.
So we know roughly how much we're talking about. What time is it?
5:22.
Ned.
Yeah.
Mia wants the finance committee to sit up here when it's time.
Oh, well, the finance committee is scheduled to meet at 5:30.
So you're going
to
sit in that
here.
Going to scoot over.
You're scheduled to meet here with us at 5:30.
Well, I know we're meeting with you. I didn't know that was from the very beginning of the meeting.
Yeah, because here comes Dina.
All right.
So, saddle on up to the table, Ned.
He's trying to get out of it. Get out of it.
Alice said you guys needed more space, so she... You
so I spread you out a little bit. You got two tables now.
Huh? It's
early. Yeah, no, it's
well, you got the little table.
My paper is on. I'm like, it's me. It's fine. Sign it.
Oh. How's the crew? Is everybody back working?
Everybody is, yes.
Oh, great. Good.
I still haven't heard when arrangements have been made.
For me?
Yeah.
I still haven't heard on arrangements, but I think they're waiting to see what happens with his mom.
Okay. Jason's mom. Jason 2.0's father passed.
Sunday.
Oh.
And his mom's in the hospital.
Oh.
He's
had a rough one.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
All right, well, could you please, well, it must be in the paper. I didn't look it up. It must be in the paper.
Yeah, I haven't looked to see if the obit's in there yet.
I didn't recognize any names.
I didn't recognize any names either, though.
They might not have put it in yet.
I haven't had time to read the paper lately, but I always
maybe
looked at the obit before I received it.
I said his mom went in the hospital like 2 days after that, so.
She puts those out, you never notice those? Sometimes she forgets the ducks.
And then it's like, oh my God, I forgot the ducks.
My powers of observation are not.
Didn't catch the ducks.
Didn't catch the ducks.
There you go. Like, yeah, thank you.
I did notice Will's not here, so.
Will's not here.
Will's not here.
Yeah. Will's not here. Just us. Did we have other things, non-money, to talk about?
I think it was just the two things.
I didn't think so.
We already talked about.
Luckily, Mother Nature's helping us with the roads right now. The snow left on the roads outside.
Sort of helping.
The mud's not good.
Well, yeah.
We've been dealing with those today.
Sorry.
We'll be tomorrow.
When I think about the roads, I think about the paved ones.
Yeah. Come on.
The rest of you people who buy houses on dirt roads, I just don't understand.
Makes things fun.
How many people do you have coming, Dina? Do you know?
Well, I was supposed to pick up Wendy, and she said she didn't need a ride, so that would be three anyway. I expect Alice.
Okay.
Bob is not.
Oh, yeah, Bob's out.
What else? What else do we have? Highway Department. Oh, I sent you a email a while ago for to be in touch with Brad at Paul Mary's to get some power.
Yep.
Where do we stand with that?
We're going to wait till spring.
Okay.
Because there's no way to really trench, because we're going to have to take out some of the blacktop and everything, and the ground froze.
When are you thinking?
He told me we look at it in the spring. When the snow goes away and we can actually dig in the ground.
Week. I know. April? May?
Got to be able to dig in the ground first.
Could you get on the schedule?
If I get on the schedule for next week and can't dig into the ground, then what?
No, I mean next week. I mean, like,
pick May 1st. May
Day. Yeah.
Just threw it out there.
We're talking about getting power to the salt train?
Yes.
More than just that, because...
They're putting lights in.
Well, and there's
plugs.
No power to the little garage building any longer there.
No.
Oh, okay.
So... Now I'm having to hear about that too. Put it on the list of complaints.
Well, Paul Mary wasn't even the only person that was called for that. We called two other electricians too.
Well, is that coming from?
That's coming from the firehouse. No, that just comes from the firehouse.
Then why don't we just have him do that?
That's what I told Nick. I said it just.
That's.
Yeah.
So I could send them a note. I could put that on my list and.
I mean, I can send him an email and make some kind of tentative appointment, so I'm going to know when the ground's going to be good to dig the trench, but...
I'm going to call Paul Mary
and tell him to get up here and do it. Well, they're the ones who know what has to be done, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just got to go...
That's who was doing the project.
They had the line in there before.
They probably
they
were thinking
it.
They would do it at the same time, all at one time, but might as well get...
Yeah, I mean, and they talked, if they wanted to come up and install the lights and everything and get where they're going to put the box, that'd be fine. We just can't trench it over to the fuel tanks.
Just wire it later.
Fuel tanks are fine. If they want to wire the other, they can wire the salt shed, and we're just going to have to go underground for the tanks later.
Okay.
All right. The only other thing I think was the Alex Burke thing you asked about.
I was told of a different way to do it, bringing the and this was suggested by Iron Horse. When I talked to Frank, is that his name?
No, Alex?
No, the older one, the one that we originally had. Fran. It's not Frank, it's Fran. He suggested bringing down, and Will was going to talk to you about this, coming down with what they call an eyelid.
Yeah.
And just coming down to a height that is comfortable in that opening, whatever that height is. They do a member straight across the opening and then just pull fabric for there. So it just lowers the top, but it's not closing in the side.
Okay, because when I asked Alex about that, he said that that wasn't, the building's designed to be freer, and that frame is meant to not have anything across it.
They even sent a drawing. I'll send it to you. So I'll send it to you, and you can take a look at it. See if it's something that...
Because he called me, and the conversation started more like, what does Robin want? That building's not designed for anything across. It's meant for, that frame is meant for what it is. So I don't know.
They both have something different than that.
I guess.
Okay. Well, I'll check. I'll follow up again.
Okay.
Or we just leave it, not do anything. It just seems like it's, like we talked about, a lot of open space.
It is. But some of the salt trucks, not the dirt trucks aren't that bad, but some of the salt trucks they send, there's like 4 to 6 inches clearance, and that's all.
Oh,
that
wow.
And some of these guys don't speak even very good English, so.
You didn't mention that last time, so had I known that, I wouldn't even check into it.
Yeah, well, every truck's different. Some of them, there's plenty, but you don't know who's coming when you order salt, because they do independent contractors.
So,
that makes it a little bit hard then.
Right. Yeah.
I guess my suggestion would be to leave it at the moment, because nobody ripped it down this year, so I'd leave.
Takes work off my plate. I wouldn't have done it. Okay, so that's done. Eliminate that.
So then can we, after Paul Mary, then that's when that Chapter 90 project is closed out?
No.
Mm-mm. No, it has to happen next.
Still got the
wall.
We
still have the wall, the retaining wall that has to be done.
Oh, yeah. See, I got to look at the
tank
plans because I can't even picture where that retaining wall would be.
The tank.
Where the trucks... Well, I don't know if they use, sometimes you have vehicles there backed up.
Yeah, pretty much behind the plows.
Yeah. Right from the corner of that building that's closest to the road, there's a retaining wall that goes right down there.
Okay.
So you'd look at these, the stones instead of the plows. Instead of the
grade. So there'd be like a second wall kind of that just keeps going. Okay.
Hold that earth back because the...
Well, whoa,
that
Jersey barrier looking thing.
Salt shed is...
Not Jersey barrier.
The concrete blocks.
Yeah.
The salt shed is closer to the edge of that than it was before.
We're 531. Okay.
Well, here comes Alice. Well, at least out there.
Well,
can't do anything. They don't have...
Oh, that's right.
They
have quorum.
Three.
Sorry.
Now they have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Woo!
Hi, Alice.
I'm the one that makes the quorum. I'm not so sure yet.
Yeah, that's called a meeting to order at 5:31.
Kind of just sitting here waiting. Huh?
Finance committee meeting will call our meeting to order at 5:31.
Beautiful. Hi, finance committee.
Hello. Hi.
So we've just been chatting with Tyson, and if it's okay with you, can we continue that conversation? Does that work, or did you guys have something you want to present first?
No,
overall?
You tell us the order.
Okay.
We're good.
All right.
I was going to say, is there anything we've missed that we need to know that we will need to know to...
We're repeating it right now.
Okay.
That's why we've kind of just been shooting the shit waiting because Tyson's been here. So, not directly budget, upcoming budget related, but we started this conversation with you guys before, and that is Chapter 90 related, is the roads and what roads we're going to do this year. Okay?
Is it going to like basically be last year's, but
no. We'll give you the numbers. And we're going to pull the trigger because we're going to make a decision right now. So the three main roads that Tyson spoke about, he has the bulk of the numbers. Some of them are coming in tomorrow, but we can assume based on what we already know what we think those projects would be. And all three of them that we'd be looking at would be reclaim and the finish would be chip seal, okay? Mm-hmm. Sumner Stetson, $140,000. Number 9 road, $417,000. And Colerain Stage, $541,000. Colerain Stage is a little bit different because that includes a binder coat and then the chip seal. The chip seal's about 100,000 of that 541. Tyson's suggestion request was to do number 9 and chlorine stage this year. We have approximately 1.2 million in Chapter 90 with this year's monies.
1.2, you said?
Yeah. Next year we'd expect about, well, this year we got 377,000 was this year's allotment. It was a little bit down from last year's, but I would think we could expect somewhere in the vicinity of 350. We're supposed to be able to get this larger amount for 5 years. This next year would be our third year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would hope that that still happens. So if we were to accept his recommendation right now, it'd be the 417 and the 541. One option, if we were wanted to hold a little bit of money, the chip seal coat of Colerain stage could wait until next year and just go in with the binder this year and then follow it up with the chip seal next year. That'd be $100,000 that would roll over to next year. We have to get on the books, so we were kind of assuming we were going to give them a blessing tonight one way or another, and
for
the
context,
chips fall.
So
they...
I was just doing the math and realized this. You could do all three this year, saving that chip seal coat for next year on chlorine stage for the same amount of money,
yep,
as you could do chlorine stage number 9, just those two alone in full this year.
I live on Sumner Stetson, so I think I should participate in the conversation. I may be biased since I just replaced 2 wheel bearings.
Thoughts?
Ned, Alice?
Give it to me.
Well, I have driven Sumner Stetson.
There's no doubt all three of them are
too. I was going to say, to me, Colerain stage, and that was our priority last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like top one.
Right.
Sumner's number 9 was a secondary, but almost third.
Yeah.
And then Sumner Stetson was a discussion. So I would say, being an EMS route, Colerain stage should be rolling right out first, because
mm-hmm,
that really hits that southern artery of, for EMS services, particularly what was a recent event on Bray Road?
Bray.
Fire. Truck axle fire.
Oh, that was Burrington.
Oh, the wheels on fire?
That was Burrington, yeah.
Was it?
That was Burrington.
But they didn't come through Ryanville because
of the road.
Because of the road.
Yeah.
So they went around and went Route 2 because of that.
And I wouldn't have any problem with waiting on the chip seal for Colerain stage and doing all three roads. That wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, it'd be weird, because I wanted to save some kind of a buffer in Chapter 90 instead of spending it down the nil. But if we could get all three roads done, I'm good with that.
Do we have a subsequent list that's, you know, starting to see where?
Everything else is pretty decent. There's spots on 8A, but 8A, we talked to David Stokes, and the state is redoing the whole road from New York state line to Vermont state line. They're doing all of 8. We just have to wait our spot to get into it.
And did we discuss that was the chip seal only?
For 8A, they're looking at that. They're seeing what the worst parts of the road are. They're not going to just put a Band-Aid on it. They want it solid, because they're trying to buy themselves another 15 years on it. So
Well, because I was going to say, when you go out here and take a right, head north, when you come down around that knoll, there's some serious issues.
A lot. There's a lot of frost issues right now, too. What's the frost? I noticed it up just before you get to number nine. That's kind of leveled itself out from what it was the other day when we were plowing.
Yeah, it's not as bad, but it's there's...
Oh, there is. Yeah. Yeah.
And you still got to look at doing a little bit of crack sealing.
That's it. Cracks.
Like Avery Brook.
Yeah.
I mean, those other roads we want to catch before
oh,
we
definitely.
Have issues. So.
Yeah,
we got to factor in
we've been putting
that
like
roller too.
20.
What's that?
If we don't get that roller.
But if we don't get the roller on this bid, though, we can
just do it again.
Just put it in for a grant. I can rent a roller if I have. That's not.
Okay. Can I run it?
I mean, do you need any licenses for that?
I like Mia's suggestion.
No.
Do all three chip and seal.
I don't know. Are we allowed to take your correspondence? Doing.
I said I put it
we
out
have
there.
We have another number now.
I put it out there where I live.
Well, you're going to confirm some of these numbers tomorrow for fact.
We should.
I think what we're saying is chlorine stage.
We're
going
to try
nine.
To cut the numbers. If anything, we're going to try to do what we want. Get.
Well, they should be cutting
want.
These if they're doing it one right after another because they only have one mobilization.
Supposedly, yes.
And that's a reason to do three instead of two.
I would, that needs to be said very clearly.
I feel more comfortable giving all three
they
rows.
They say that mobilization is every time you're doing a road.
Yeah, but yeah.
Shoot. Bullshoot.
Nice catch.
I feel more comfortable giving all three roads attention instead of just doing two and doing one. And so if we can pull that off, I think
well,
I think
you got to confirm the numbers.
Right, confirm the numbers.
You
got to
confirm their availability. They can do all of them.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're.
When I talked to them before, they said that they would have. Number nine at chlorine stage done before the end of June, if I want to get done.
All right.
You want to get Sumner Stetson done before they come through on 8A. It's just those intersections are a mess. Let the state have the last
saying,
word on that intersection.
Who's that?
You're saying 2028 for 8A, right, Dave?
Possibly could be. Depends on what they run into for work. They don't know how quick it's going to be because they don't know what they're going to run into for the work.
Never clear. I think everything that they have coming up the earliest is 2028. It's going to probably be any time after.
We would drain it right down.
Yeah.
So just make sure you know that you're covered for the salt shed.
Well, that's not included in the 1.2 though. It's already
set I don't know where that is on here. That's where I was trying. I just made sure.
It's 220. That's not factored into that number.
I put a 220 hold on, so that was taken off the top number. That's where you've got the 830.
That's that bottom one, the 220.
But there was another 60,000 that was an overrun for something else on the salt shed that goes on the 220.
But we also have this money.
Still has that. That's what we closed out.
Okay.
So now that money, the leftover 18, whatever, we put that back into our total.
Okay.
We
so did
officially
close
it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this one's setting.
The only thing with doing the three roads, it's going to take away being able to do a lot of crack sealing.
But you still have a couple hundred thousand left over if you carried over the chip seal.
Yeah.
We might be able to move free cash.
Chapter 9
stabilization
funds.
For something else. Yes,
there was something else.
All right. You got your marching orders, it sounds like.
All right. I'll put three roads on I'll talk to him tomorrow when he comes, put the three roads and get it on the schedule.
Confirm what the, because you're going to get the price from Warner Brothers.
Yeah. They do it kind of odd now because they've got one guy that actually works for Allstate, they do some of the work. And then the paving comes out of Warner Brothers, but they're getting all the quotes just in one. Usually it's two quotes, one for the work and one for product, so.
Yeah, how do we bid on that? Like, highway bids through
Brook Rock? Yeah, it's all bid.
But is it the same, like, do you bid them separately, the material company and the work? Like,
no.
Do you separately?
Do you pick Warner Brothers, or you just pick?
I will pick Warner Brothers.
Amen.
Because I won't deal with the other one. I'm not babysitting, and I'm not doing
confused.
It more than once.
I thought you meant that like all states hired out Warner Brothers.
It's the same company, but it's different. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good. Check.
Do we need to talk about the capital request?
Yes, that's next. How did you know?
I don't know. I thought you were letting him go.
No, that's a check on just the roads.
Okay.
Just the roads. Okay. Overhead doors.
Can I just ask a quick question about a specific on the roof for Coleraine Stage?
Mm-hmm.
My husband does things like this at the base, so I know a little bit about this. But so for when you're doing Coleraine Stage Road and whoever does that, can we make sure that they actually do it properly where they get down below the frost heave? Because that road, since I've been here for almost 25 years, has been done and been done and been done, and the people who bid it don't know how to do it properly.
But probably hasn't had an FDR.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
I don't think it
so
has.
I just want to make sure who's ever doing it, because it just doesn't get done properly.
This is a full depth reclaim. They're going to come chew it up.
Down.
Oh yeah.
We have frost heave like unbelievable. But you know, Vermont's figured it out. I don't know what it is, but we can't as a state figure it out. I don't know why that is.
I think we should give you those little flags for like the dog boundaries where you can just go out and put
seriously
them out there.
I just want to make sure who's ever going to do the bid. If it's Warner Brothers, that's great. You know, we're band-aids. It's like we need people who actually are going to care to do it properly.
Exactly. That's why we pick Warner Brothers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
What about culverts?
There's one, and I'm not sure. We think it's an spring that's going under the road.
The culverts. I can tell you that because Coleraine stole a culvert from another road, and now that's a cause of problem. Sorry. It's a culvert issue.
So we obviously don't want roads done. We've got to dig that one up.
That we have to then dig up.
Yeah, we've got to dig that one up. We'll dig that one up. We talked about that once the ground. That's like first on the list. It's right on the town line.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't put in a big enough culvert. Causes a problem.
I don't even think this has a culvert. This one doesn't have a culvert. It's an underground spring. Yeah,
right.
It will have.
Yeah.
And we've got one on number 9.
And you can do those yourself, or do you have to? Okay.
Yeah, that's all in-house.
So let's just make sure that's not an issue.
No.
That's why it collapsed, because they took out the culvert and he needed it for somewhere else, and they replaced it with the culvert this big. And then it collapsed.
No, that
overhead
was
doors?
Yes. Metal one that was.
Want to talk about doors?
I heard you need doors, like super bad.
We do.
Do you need a back to that building or just the doors?
We just need doors.
Just doors.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can always take the doors out and relocate if we have to. If we stumbled across money to build a new building.
So they can give us an addition. We can go 15 feet back and make it a little bigger.
Into the water hill?
So I think, are we all in agreement? How do you guys end up with doors? Are you in favor of getting fire department and highway department doors? Finance committee?
Doors.
Yes.
We said we think it should be done, but come from free cash.
Okay. So I think that's where we were heading as well. So can you... So we need to firm up what that cost is going to be. Current cost. Is there any required electrical?
They're not replacing motors or anything in my area. I believe they were with Nix because they have to do something different with the doors over there in the fire station.
Yes. So can we firm that up?
These are actually, on the quote, they're actually heavy duty jack shaft motor with chain hoist and a wall station for the fire station at 18 a piece. So they are already on there.
So I don't know if they needed any change in the electrical, or are they, we should confirm all this to make sure we have a full package price.
All right.
Well,
so full package for fire and highway. Is that what you want? Okay.
And we allocated $30,209, and I believe the bid was $30,225 or $255, and the rest of it you're just going to have to shake out of your expense line.
Okay.
I can do that.
I mean, we're talking a couple hundred bucks, plus or minus, so. Unless you have a building maintenance line. Do you have one of those here?
I thought you said they're 18,000 a piece. What did I miss?
No, that was
18.
I said the motors that they had were 1,800 a piece, but
oh,
that's
1,800.
Yeah, that's already.
I was like, how does 1,800 add up to 30?
No, it's 30. I think it's 30,225.
Yeah,
we allocated our
round.
Yeah,
we are. Right? Because I know not to.
Yes,
way.
You
need
$16
of
emails.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll get some
quarters.
Take my
recyclables. Actually, Tyson, you'd only have to shake out $16 from your expenses. We're gonna collect cans.
Yeah.
And bottles. gonna have a bottle drive.
It'll be all right.
Bring them full if you want.
Okay, those are overhead doors.
And would pay for them from free cash. I think second to our last conversation, you had some different thoughts about some of the other requests. Capital requests, maybe. We had one for a mower.
Yeah.
That's gonna.
We're gonna try a couple different things before
right.
we go on that.
So you're withdrawing
that. I'm
going to
withdraw the mower
for now,
yes.
The mower is being I think the truck, the pickup truck, new truck bed.
Yeah, the 8-foot bed. That.
You still would like.
Still would like. Well, this, now the last storm, we actually had a truck down, a big truck down. We had a truck out getting springs where we had to resurrect the Dodge or else we would have been in trouble. So good thing we didn't sell it. So put it. And now that's saving because the new truck needs to go back because there's no heat in it. Right now we have a gas generator in the back next to the sander, an extension cord run up to the cab, and a space heater in the cab of a brand new truck.
Not while you're driving it.
It's the only way to stay warm. There's no heat. There's no power to the heater. It's a computer issue. Ford, I guess, is known for that. It's got to go back to the dealer. There's no. It's nothing we can do about it. So,
I think that we discussed the possibility of or the want, or at least maybe I said what my want was, and I don't know how everybody else felt, but I'll repeat it. In the fact that I would really like to be in the next year looking at the highway department in totality and really trying to figure out what is needed and what we don't need and how we're going to proceed before we make another purchase. And I think from looking at what I was just handing, maybe the finance committee agrees with that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, Ned wasn't with us, so he may have a different opinion, but we didn't feel like this was another year to buy a truck.
Okay.
Thought, wait one more year.
Get rid of our
discuss it
and
some more.
Let's get, yeah, like you said, let's look at the whole picture and get things, all the ducks in a row.
Yeah.
These guys are.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
make your ducks
over
there.
Make
your ducks.
And purge out what we have that we don't need.
Yes, ma'am.
We were working on that. There's a lot of stuff that people just didn't see but had to get moved out because it was being hidden behind the salt shed. So.
But
was holding it up.
But if we put stuff out and we get cash back, then we can use it toward it'll go back to free cash, which then can get allocated next year towards purchases.
Okay, so I'm doing that. What else?
Those are the only capitals I had this year.
And the fire chief, so you were going to get a truck, your truck would go to the fire chief, but that got resolved. So now the truck you have is not necessarily has a purpose at this point other than what you have been using it for.
Yeah, I mean, it plows.
Okay.
And it's saved
and
us.
And it sands, and then but you have to do it in two steps.
Doesn't sand.
It doesn't sand.
There's
you
no.
send something else for
no.
sand.
No. The reason for the other truck was not being able to find a call-in CDL driver.
Okay.
And when we have a driver out, like we did have, I can't fill the truck.
So the only sanding trucks need CDL drivers?
No. We've got one small truck, the 550. That's not, but that's one truck. That truck stays very busy because there's a lot of roads.
I was gonna say, and that does my upper end, right?
Yeah. So smaller roads.
Yeah, so if I'm down
it
a,
can take a long time.
If I'm down a big truck, I could at least put somebody in this pickup to do that, even though it may take a little longer, but it's not gonna take as long as having us do triple duty or double duty. So
let's hold out one more year, just
yeah,
you know,
that's,
as long as we can find people.
That was just
a
suggestion.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it was at the time when I was thinking about that, it was still up in the air about what was going on with the chief's vehicle.
Right. Exactly.
So there was a lot of different reasons to
put
it
in. Yeah, there was more motivation, more justification.
Yeah.
The one other thing we had Alice brought up was your temp help.
Yep.
Do we need to winter, summer storm clean up, or can we just have temp help?
I think winter has to stay with winter because we can get allocated money if we put it into this bucket. But the summer and all of that.
Summer storm.
I think it's helpful to understand.
Well, summer storms, I wanted to add that line item because there's nothing there right now for overtime. Because our highway salary is our highway salary.
Mm-hmm. So,
and we've got a winter highway salary. If I have to come in the summer for trees down because of a windstorm or flooding or whatever, there is nothing for the overtime on that.
So we have a separate line item for overtime?
For winter.
Yeah.
For winter overtime, yeah.
Okay.
But there's nothing.
Let me ask you this, Alice. My understanding, and I could be wrong, or I could be partly right. My understanding that the winter line items existed because you could overspend in the winter line items when you needed to,
mm-hmm.
and not get a
mm-hmm.
However, that all being said, the way that we balance the budget at the end of the fiscal year, it's just if you have extra money, it covers where you have your
correct
defaults, depending on whether it didn't matter where it is anymore. But years ago, you had to account for each line transfer back and forth. But doesn't that go away with whatever?
Yes.
But Dave keeps saying you have to have those winter line items.
My understanding, and I might, sand and salt, you can overexpend.
Yeah.
I don't believe that there is anything, and I might be wrong on this, on the overtime payroll piece of it. There is sand and salt. It's a line item on page two or three of the recap, and that is that and overlay are the two lines that you can legally overexpend. I'm not sure on payroll. I think payroll is a separate thing.
So
I think that's under a different bucket. Like sand and salt is materials. Payroll is under different than materials. You're not legally supposed to overexpend a line item. I understand that it's winter roads and all whatever, but I'm kind of thinking that it's not.
So I would like clarity on this because that is the answer to what you're asking. Because if there is no difference, then there's no reason for different buckets other than, like you said, salt and sand, which you absolutely know because that's
right
on the...
Right. That's public safety.
Right.
Well, so,
so
would the extra winter overtime hours would be public safety too, so that's got to be able to be overspent on.
I think there's something about the hours that we used to calculate, and I believe it actually might not be anything to do with winter per se, like Hurricane Irene.
Yep.
When Hurricane Irene came, there was an entire tracking system for reimbursement.
Correct, because we
and
got
you
money.
Had to document,
right.
We only later got money
right
after three
right
other towns had done
right
it right. And
but you had to have that separate when you,
right,
because you overspent in labor.
Right. So I don't necessarily think it has anything to do with winter.
Well, I have never understood why people keep saying that, because if it's not the case, I'd like to eliminate that. Whatever the reality is, it would be nice if we knew so that we could, if we have to keep the count separate, then we have to, but if we don't, there should just be an overtime pot.
Correct.
And the overtime, if there's overtime due to extreme weather in any season, exactly, it should be marked as
emergency
extreme storm
right
or something.
Well, Well, and I would think somewhere along the line, just like with stabilization accounts, the municipal government's pretty standardized. With municipal government, with like stabilization accounts, you can have a vehicle stabilization and have it earmarked for police, fire, whatever, within those accounts. So I don't necessarily think we have to have some of this stuff broken out.
Yeah,
and then
makes it too difficult.
Well, and on top of that, it's just
good.
A bunch of numbers. It's like, oh, okay, well, we spent $345 on tree trimming in September. Who cares when you did it?
Well, in reality, you could have a different type of overtime event in January.
Correct.
Than specifically weather related.
Right.
So it's technically not completely clear on what the time is being used for, right?
Right.
And you can have a free, you know what I'm saying? Something else could have happened that calls people out, whether it's in November, December, January, February, whatever it is, that's not winter sand, you know, not
exactly.
Because of the snowfall.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be something else. I mean, it could, like I said, Hurricane Irene was a perfect example, and we had to track the materials we brought in. But again, that you hired somebody to do.
Right.
You had somebody come in, go through your warrants, and say this, and it was coded.
Right.
You
right.
just had them coded. So then we hired somebody in Coleraine that came in and said, through these warrants, through this period of time, this was this for Hurricane Irene. This was materials, this was labor, this was this. And Charles spent, I mean, he's an accountant, and he spent probably, I don't know, 40 hours, 35 hours, 40 hours tracking all this. But we were getting back a lot of money to offset that, and you were able to calculate in an admin fee with it. So I just think we...
Send that to Alice so she can look at it. She'll send you a 31D and then take a look at that one and see what you think.
Yeah, my concern was just because it's split up, whereas... You know,
the summer help and the
summer
winter help,
salary, winter wages.
And
it's like, well, it's listed
always,
for winter, but nothing for summer.
So let's see what we can do. You may read this and say we have to keep it the way it is.
It looks like
quick
we
read.
Have to. I just texted you the screenshot because you have to account for if it exceeds that, you can raise an appropriate for it the following fiscal year.
Right.
So you'd have to have a way to track that, and if you don't have a separate account for that winter overtime, then I don't see how you could prove.
Well, but does it have to be a separate line item on your in your budget that you're voting on? Not necessarily.
Right.
If you have if you're tracking it,
right?
It
that's
have
what
to
you
be
were
a
saying.
Separate
if
account,
you track,
though.
Well, a separate account makes it clean and neat, absolutely. But I'm just curious on these other little summer help and all this other.
Well,
to me,
probably.
It's just
temp help.
Yeah.
Temp help is temp help.
Yeah.
So let's look
that's
at
what
it.
That's what
we're saying. Let's look at it and see. We understand what you're asking for. I think we're all in agreement with the fact that there should be monies for overtime, regardless of whether it's winter, because there's emergencies at other times that are not winter related. So we just have to figure out the best way to put it forth.
And you know that the more you group things, the more you can manage what you have,
mm-hmm.
as long as you are responsible managing it, so
and keeping track of it,
right. So it's like, well,
right.
if we put rent
which
and summer
is what
together,
a
they
supervisor...
might spend it all in summer. Well, no, he's not going to do that,
right?
Because he's responsible. So,
which is
right
one of the pieces of the grading system. Why certain positions are graded high because they have this responsibility,
right?
Mia's learning this.
I didn't know about the grading system before today.
So she's so
that's
we're
why that's not in your sheet.
Right.
Like
so you know, to me, it's the
it's
fewer
a, it's
line
a
items we can have,
right.
the less dribs and drabs and worried about going over and being
yeah.
under.
Yes.
It was
yeah.
Right. You just have to have responsible people managing.
I try to watch my budget close. This year's been tough for the winter.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
you do
it
a great job. I
would
suggest you know these things
instead
if you
of like instead of making sure that oh well so and so does it this way or so and so does it that way. If there's a problem, bring them in and make them accountable. I mean,
if we give
you a budget and you mismanage your budget, you're going to get slapped.
That's one of your
in a public forum.
That's one of your biggest jobs is the budget.
The
right.
policeman is not here. You don't need to worry about it. That's fine. That's not a threat.
He wasn't listening. It wasn't a threat. Don't worry.
I'm being nice and just listening for now because my time's coming up.
It is.
Yeah, you're next.
He doesn't want to be stayed.
Hey, don't make him angry.
All right. So to be fair to John, because it is his, almost his time, or it is his
it
time.
It is his time.
All right, so what else? Anything highway related?
No, my big concern was the roads. And we've got another plan for the mowing stuff, so that's not an issue, so we kicked that out. And
did you guys have any questions on his actual just budget? Other than the help, looking at all those line items, but.
I'll be honest, this budget I haven't really looked at because there's so many holes in it.
Yeah, okay.
And we're so late in the game to have holes in it.
Alice,
so,
if you read my email, I explained in depth why the holes were there.
I understand that, and I have comments on that email.
Just mainly the salary lines and the four right ambulance.
I totally understand that. I guess my point was, and this is not against you or about you, I'm just saying, if we're in the final discussions towards getting ready to warrant, I'd like at least the same damn number in there, so when I can look at the bottom number, I can say this is where we're at without the 2.8 or the 3. Whatever. It's just hard to look at a number that's 600,000 off and know that there have been gaps in there and not know how far off the mark we are.
I can put them in level for now and maybe just make them a
different
color.
Well, we're going to make decisions.
Well, I'm hoping they're going to make decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. Always want a different color.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to keep it, I kept it at 3% over the board, but, and I was, when I did my calculations with Colorants, the folks that we deal with that could give us any kind of inflation for the upcoming year, they wouldn't obviously give me a direct number. It was, well, it's looking like it's going to be between this percent and this percent. So I took the lower half, towards the lower end of that percentage that I was given from the few folks that would actually even give you a number. And everybody's watches the news, so that's obviously speculation too as far as the numbers I was given. But when I do my research on that and call the bigger vendors, that's all I can really do to get a calculation on price increases for the upcoming year.
So I got two small comments on your budget. And this, I asked this like 2 years ago and I never quite got an answer on it. Highway materials, supplies, and utilities, is that building maintenance?
No. Nope, I've got a separate building maintenance.
Okay, so is there a reason why vehicle gas and oil cannot be lumped into that and it be considered highway expenses?
Into what? Say it again.
Materials, supplies, utilities.
I don't know why it couldn't be lumped in. This is the way it was. I don't
see. I've been asking and nobody can give me an answer. So to me, it's expenses. And to me, if you're a responsible, as Dina suggested, a responsible highway superintendent, I feel like I should be able to give you permission to decide if you have extra vehicle gas and oil, whether you're going to spend it on that or whether you're going to spend it on the extra utility bill that came in this year because of whatever. So to me, those two line items, if there is no reason for anything else besides it's always been that way, that they should just be lumped together.
Maybe it was easier for them to look up how much they've spent on gas oil.
Because we bid for it separately through FERCOG.
Well, we do, but when I get a diesel bill or a gas bill, I can go on my computer and tell you, I just look up on a spreadsheet, I put it in a computer, other than my billing. So I can say, well, this is how many gallons I've used this year.
It should be really easy because it should be being charted up there because I've been asking for that for 10 years for diesel and gas. You fill up your tank, you put it on the chart, then you know exactly how many gallons are being used.
Yes.
Right? Everyone?
Not my department, but is it separate because fire and police and everybody uses the fuel?
Right. So
there you go.
I'm not the only person that uses the fuel, but it's on mine.
That's a good point.
And I'm not the only one that uses it. It's under highway for
another question.
I do the
utilities.
Wait a minute.
One at a time here,
and I get to rule it.
You're right.
Take control, lady.
Please do.
Well, go ahead. What is your question, Mia?
No,
wasn't stopping you.
When we were talking about how we realized that we're not doing any actual procurement for propane, we're talking about how a lot of these bills are actually shared by multiple departments and are not being paid by multiple departments.
That is the case with many a department, that is many towns, because in Coleraine, the trucks for the fire trucks, get put onto the highway because of diesel. So unless you're going to break out these accounts into little and make sure, you know, I mean, if you've got a chart, you should be able to put FD or H.
That was the reason why, I mean, this is the exact reason why I asked for the chart that just never wants to get done, but it did get done. I don't know if it's still getting done.
Yeah, it is.
But it should be able to grab the chart every month. You take a look at it. You know how much the fire department used, the highway department, and you know how much the police department. And then you know, actually, you can see how much you got delivered and see if everybody's charting their usage according to what we paid for and make sure it's not getting taken or mismanaged or whatever.
That hasn't happened.
Checks and balances.
Yes. Well, that's my... So I don't know. To me, vehicle gas and oil, if it's going to be under his anyway, why not lump it into and make it highway expenses? Because it's not, it's in his budget line and he's allocating for it. So what does it matter if we break it out or not break it out of his expense line?
Oh, not combine it with the utility. I thought you were saying combine.
Yeah, no. Just make it highway, materials, supplies, and utilities. If that is not building maintenance, in Coleraine, we have people, we have building, and we have vehicle. Three accounts.
Why would it be highway expense instead of vehicle expense?
Well, it could be that, too.
Because then it vehicles, like, all the departments have vehicles.
But then are you combining building and vehicle?
But this is not. This is highway materials, supplies, and utilities.
But what are the utilities in that?
That's electricity, national grid.
Well, how come that doesn't come from town garages, maintenance, and utility?
It does.
In gas, yeah. Yeah,
that's
utilities under materials.
Are you talking about combining all three, Alice, or just the two of them?
No.
Just two, I think.
Utilities is listed twice, that's why. That should be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it shouldn't have utilities under highway materials and supplies. It's
first,
just
I don't have utilities twice.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
town
it's down
garages,
at the bottom.
Maintenance and utilities.
Town garage,
on the first
maintenance
page.
And utilities.
It's under general government.
It's on the first page.
Town garage. It's with the rest of the buildings.
And then
on the
highway
bottom.
Materials, supplies, and utilities.
Yeah.
JR.
So,
yeah,
it is. See, the way it is on my sheet, you got to scratch out utilities because utilities.
So, yeah, I was going to say, so we have.
So, utilities
so in theory, under public works, the highway material supplies and utilities. And
should just say materials.
Take off utilities.
It shouldn't be utilities there.
Because
yeah.
It's not paid up.
Because it's town garage maintenance and utilities.
If you're going to put all of the maintenance and utilities for all of the buildings and property that we own in one spot, they should be all the same, maintenance and utilities.
And they are. On general government.
Right, under general
right.
government. So it should not say utilities.
So your
request would be highway, materials, supplies.
Vehicle, gas, and oil becomes
or
vehicle expense.
I thought we were combining gas and oil into supplies.
Yeah,
that's
vehicle
was...
expense. Unless again, no.
It's two, well, because
we have it so broken out for so long, the verbiage on it doesn't line up with today's world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to say.
Well, I think that if the gas is used by three departments with oil, then that should be a separate thing, and that the highway material supply utilities could be with something not like.
Why are the materials and supplies? Are they not for vehicles? Or are they for other things?
They're for other things, like buying gravel.
Oh, well, it's completely different.
Broken tools, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Chainsaws.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, I don't think you can put them together. Because you're talking about three departments.
Yeah.
People, gas and oil.
Right.
It
should stay separate.
Yeah, it's just, to be honest, then vehicle, gas, and oil, if it's going to be in the public works, which is in essence under the purview of the highway.
It should be in the general government.
Or under whatever this thing is right here,
this
public thing. Safety.
Well, no, because then it's not under public works.
Well, no, but it covers police and fire that way. It's just kind of lunacy. Yeah. But that's fine. I mean, again,
baby steps.
Does the fire chief and the police chief man this account to determine whether or not it's over expended or not? Who manages that account?
Highway Department.
Highway.
So if you manage it, then why shouldn't it be included into your budget and purview?
It is.
It is.
Well, that's, I know, but
she's saying as a, all together in one line item.
If you're manning it anyway, then.
Because Tyson doesn't need to worry about buying materials for the building and gravel and taking away from the policeman's gas tank, so he can't drive around anymore.
Which is just another part of his job, monitor gas and oil for everyone.
It's okay to keep those separate.
Sure.
Gas and diesel.
I'm comfortable with keeping them separate and just removing utilities off of highway materials and supplies.
Does that have to go to the voting, to rename the account? Or is it just like telling Dave to rename the account?
All right, any other highway related questions?
I read in the Heath Herald you like cookies. Is there a kind you don't like?
No.
Whatever I bake.
We like snacks, yes.
Okay.
Any snack.
I will get to it.
Sweet.
Hmm?
We appreciate it.
Highway wages, so I'm just gonna run through this real quick. Highway wages will get changed. We're gonna add the whatever. 102, he went up in that. Vehicle gas and oil, he level funded.
Not really, I can apply.
Hired equipment and services level funded.
I think that's what I was talking about.
I'm just thinking for emergency purposes, cause it's.
Well, let's see where this comes out.
Mine's doing a problem.
All right, anything else? Barbara?
I'm just wondering about level funding for gas and oil, given the current state of affairs with gas and oil.
I level funded if you look at what I have left in my fuel budget right now.
Oh, so that's a, you do have a buffer there.
More than comfortable with that account at that number.
It's gonna be short-lived.
Great. We can hope.
It's short-lived, it's already come down.
A few people make some.
Anything else, highway department?
Anything I've level budgeted is because I'm comfortable at those numbers.
Okay.
With what I have.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Tyson.
No problem, thank you.
Everybody, put away your highway stuff.
Yeah.
Take out your police. Take out your police stuff.
I don't think we got it.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no.
Well, you gave us two, something in the.
Well, there's a note and a comment. Well, it's part of your salary scenarios.
Yeah.
And there's a note in my email.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Another reminder.
Do you wanna come stand up front?
Yeah.
No, you good?
Is he loud enough for her?
A reminder, audio recorded, just making sure everybody remembers this is being recorded. I have to keep reminding, cause new people come in and people go out and new people come in.
So because I moved, everybody else has to move. Mia, you're supposed to be over there. Robin, you're supposed to be Saturn.
Hi, John.
And apparently.
Budget.
Thanks.
Apparently, good job on the fairgrounds because I see a lot of red paint.
Silo?
Silo, yes. Thank you.
Raising money for the silo.
Oh, yes.
I see a lot of red
thank
on
you.
That.
Yep, we're getting there. We're very, very close.
All right, so budget. What do you have for us, John?
Well, I level funded, and I had a chat with my liaison, and although I get some complaints about traffic periodically, it would be more helpful if people would send in an email, a phone call, so it's not a sporadic thing, but it was sort of a thought for that maybe if we try to put some more officers on the street, morning traffic time, afternoon traffic time, things of that nature, or if there's hot spots. So I put in for 80 hours, that's 4 hours a week for 20 weeks. You could split it up intermittent, sporadic, so it's not a pattern. I'm hearing money's tight. If 80 hours is too much, I do see on the carryover, I see 6% and then I see 5% down on the bottom, so I'm not exactly sure what the percentage actually comes out to. We could try to cut that in half and make it a 3% if people are more comfortable with that. Or if you want to try to float it as it is.
Will you be giving tickets?
I presume so.
Have you given tickets before?
I have had officers out and they've had no recognizable high speeds in the times that they were out. Yes, we have had tickets. We have towed cars. We certainly can do more if we come across them, of course.
Do we get the money if there's a ticket? Does the town get the money?
Not very much. So here's the process. Let's say I write a ticket for $100. Somebody appeals it. The officer then has to go down to court. So now we're paying a couple hours of an officer's time to go down to court. Mm-hmm. What the town get, I'm not sure what percentage the town gets back of a ticket if it comes up. Sometimes at court, that could be reduced as well by the clerk or the, usually it's a clerk magistrate. So I don't want to say it's kind of a wash or maybe a loss, but I mean, obviously it's certainly an inconvenience for somebody that has to go down and appeal it. They have to take time off and go into a appeal that. Certainly it would affect their insurance. They're gonna certainly be made aware of the violation.
Yeah, it's a public safety improvement.
Yeah.
Especially we have a lot of pedestrians and not a lot of shoulders, right, on these roads.
Yeah.
You see people walking quite frequently on some of the faster roads even.
I do have, put in for a couple more of those radar signs through a grant. Radar, the stationary plus trailer, which would be portable. These would be solar powered. I just got an email back today with a descriptor and they wanted a little more information. So that could be something that might be coming as well for a visibility thing, awareness. Not sure if we get them. Again, that's a grant thing through the state. But everything else is level funded. My expenses are good. The car seems to be in good shape. It is getting older. It is a 15. I hate to keep saying it, but knock on wood, it's still running good.
How many miles are in it?
And that's the thing, it's got low miles. But it's like 48 and change, 49. But it is a 15.
I just sold a 2010 with 162,000 miles on it.
So yeah.
Some cars go longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The older ones go longer than the new ones.
These particular vehicles in Municibid, there's maintenance questions that are asked. Yeah. With newer ones, has the water pump been done? Has the timing belt been done? So I hate to jinx things and whatnot, but those are some of the questions.
Are we doing the regular required maintenance?
We are, okay. Yes. We rotate the tires, we switch over the summers to winters, we do the oil changes.
You've had it undercoated, haven't you?
I have it undercoated to try to protect the body and, yep, the frame and things underneath.
Yeah.
Since I've been up, I've done it two or three times. I do my own vehicle. I know it works out very well. It hadn't been done. It came up in 18, and I don't think it had been done at all. So,
yep.
If it got any start, it's
cool. Good.
Do you know, John, roughly out of the department salary, your hours versus officers' hours?
I'm budgeted for 14, I believe, in the breakdown that I get.
14
per week.
For you?
For me.
Is that someplace?
Were you looking at this one?
No, well, I haven't.
This might help you figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has the officers and him separated.
Yeah. You can tell, I got it.
Oh.
I believe in the sheet that I get, or was getting year annually. I think I'm budgeted for 14. I mean, at least like 4-ish.
Okay. Thank you. And that 80 additional hours you mentioned, is that considering officers' times?
Yes.
Time?
Yeah, that was, I wasn't thinking me.
Correct. Right. You figured that out there.
Yes, and if we have two other part-time officers, if they were not available, I was going to see if I could find somebody that would be available more daytime, weektime.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that was the note on that one. Is that...
That over here.
Oh no, on the salary scenarios. Is that the request that I put in is factoring in 80 hours without COLA, so that's why the numbers are funky there.
Thank you. Gotcha. Okay. Do you guys have thoughts? You want to think about this? What are your questions, Finance Committee?
So you have 14 hours. I'm assuming that's pretty standard as far as your weekly or whatever.
Yeah.
And then do we, like the Heath Fair piece of things, you guys staff?
That comes out of my budget.
Okay. Do we get paid by the Heath Fair for that?
We? No.
Because
it's not a town event.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So.
Can that make you an independent contractor at the Heath Fair?
I have asked about this in the past. Mm-hmm. I know other county fairs, the Agricultural Society, pays a detail rate for police at the fair.
What's the amount of coverage?
That was my
We're probably, I would have to look. I bet all total we're probably 50 something hours.
All in for whoever's there,
yeah,
or for whatever time.
Yeah, I would have to
rough
look and see.
Yeah. No.
50 something, I would guess.
I know that we had looked at time cards after, I don't know, maybe it was a year ago we were starting to look into this. I'm putting on my Heath Ag hat for a second, trying to understand the relationship and what has happened historically and what is this relationship about and what do we do about it. And because I think last year we decided just to continue on with the town providing police coverage, because it is something that does serve the residents of Heath. But going forward, obviously, we are open for discussion about any changes that we need to make.
What are the requirements for the fair for police coverage? Is there one? Is there like a...
I don't know if we have
a law?
Is there a gathering must have a certain number?
Yeah, what's the rule?
Can we just bring
well,
a pass?
Generally speaking, if you're selling the alcoholic beverages, you generally have somebody there.
Does that, is that like
Greenfield has open and close.
Is that
a requirement? I don't know.
Yeah, like is there something that dictates that? I'm curious.
I don't
want to
give anybody ideas, but there is fair amounts of money up there.
So
it's
gonna be like call Greenfield
PD and
be like, hey, you guys know if there's
no gun? Well, I would think that it's a general, if there was some type of a general law, we would want to know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never looked, but I guess we could.
I really could.
Well, and so to me, it brings up a bigger question of just like, and the reason I say this, because we were looking at it in Coleraine from a fire perspective. The fire department, if it is requisitioned for an event, whether an i.e. event,
fire,
blasting certain things, there's permit fees, fireworks, there are these things that are non-departmental, non-town things that are covered by a detail rate pay that is lined out as a fee schedule that kicks back to several weeks ago that
we, have now.
That we do have one?
Well, only for 5 months.
Well,
not for everything, but
in 8 years when I have something.
No, 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 I'm just saying there are these things that keep bubbling to the surface because we don't have instruments in place.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, fire department.
We don't have the structure in place.
Correct.
A formalization of.
So that's just where, like I said, we've had firework things, blasting things, different things, and fire that have come up recently. So then we started talking about hours, and I said, and then I was thinking about the fireworks over at Mohawk Estates that we service and whatever, and they make a donation to the fire department on that side of the coin. So I was
Mohawk Estates makes a donation to the fire department.
Yes.
Okay.
So my question then became, well, how do we handle the Heath Fair, which is sizably much larger and several days long? So again, when you're expending your resources and not taking money back in that you legally can, and that obviously has an impact on your budget and where we go moving forward, and things are getting a little tight when it comes to the schools and all the other. So I really think these are things we have to look at sooner than later.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. When you can get money in, you should never be saying no. Kind of like the inspections, the admin fees, the different things, those type of things that are standard in other towns when we don't do them and we wonder why we have a $19 tax rate.
All right, so we got to do a little research on that.
So our thinking is, what's your thought overall? Yeah, we like the idea of more public safety. Right, who wouldn't like it? Is there a way to do it without it being totally on the town? Can the Heath Ag Society put some of the hours so the town isn't having to add all the hours, but you still get the hours, you see what I'm saying? As far as how, it's definitely a cost with no tangible revenue. Even if you give tickets, it's a service. You could very much help people by being more visible, right?
Oh, certainly. Yeah,
absolutely.
We've done lockouts. We've found kids that were missing from their parents or
dogs in the
not
road,
feeling well,
for sure.
Ill. Yeah, we've helped. And we're also on the air. We respond to calls if they come in throughout town as well.
Yeah, I mean, the police presence, in my opinion, is a good thing. But we just have to be careful about how we budget. Right. Ned, you have been so quiet.
No.
Would you say something, please?
He's been shaking his head yes. I've been watching.
I think it's a good discussion. We're trying to follow it. And,
makes sense.
The motions that have been made, I'm supporting.
Oh, good. Good. I always love to hear your support. I'm always worried I'm like messing up, and he's like, I know so much, but you don't listen to me.
Such a quiet soul you are, Ned.
Well, I'm trying to follow it. There's a lot going on.
We're
going
to come to you on a couple things pretty soon, and I have questions for you after the police. So be ready.
So, I mean, I think the Finance Committee is in general in support of more hours, but we'd like to not pay for them all from the town.
So in essence, if we can look more about maybe some of the hours at the fair, recouping those for actual town services on the road. On the road services, I'm gonna call it, however it is, whether it's
contract services.
Finding a, yeah. Okay.
Well, I think if you bill for it, it doesn't matter how it comes back, it's not gonna, you can't allocate it to another location.
Correct.
It has to go back to free cash, and then you can, the next year, because you have more free cash, you could then allocate to more.
Certainly a conversation with the Agricultural Society,
right,
and the police department could maybe benefit from the,
but those extra
working some numbers, working in the numbers or something.
Yeah,
those extra hours wouldn't be coming out of the pot, the original pot.
No.
Right.
No, it'd be future.
I'd be more than happy to take this back to the Ag Society and start thinking about what we feel our requirements are in the name of public safety.
And what we're what's the requirement?
And if there are any legal requirements, especially because we do have the beer tent on premises, but when we have a 3-day event where we're pulling in 6,000 people, what is the responsibility?
Right.
So I will start the discussions on that side, and then we can get with the chief and figure out how to move forward.
Sounds good.
In an equitable way.
And I do think we should be looking at a detail rate for our police and or fire if we don't have one. For fire, it seems to have a donation thing, but I think there should be something on writing, you know, like
what that
if
rate
you're
would
going
be.
To
right,
do
right,
this
right.
is versus, well, last year we did this, let's dig through the notes on this. I think it should just be it's a fee schedule.
Right.
And if you're going to do this, you need this many hours, this is the rate.
No, that's fair.
And we can look at the relationship that we have with fire department. They hold, you know, the chicken barbecue, and we don't collect rent or anything. You guys do their thing. And then we also have the relationship with the highway department as well, where they store their equipment in our barns for the winter, and then they help us out with some plowing of the, or some grading of the pole track. So we can look at all of those, you know, essential services and formalize some relationships going forward.
So here's a question. And a few meetings ago, there was a concern expressed about high speeds. And so I'm wondering how having 80 additional hours relates to high speeds.
Well, that's what I think we're saying, that those additional hours you're proposing are on-the-road time, regardless of what the call is, or what they're looking for.
Some of the calls or complaints are at times that we're not necessarily out. And if we had targeted periods during the day, the morning commute, people coming from Vermont and going to Charlemont or Shelburne, and they're flying through town because they know nobody's out.
Mm-hmm.
If we can put somebody out for a few hours intermittently per week, we could maybe slow them down.
And part of what you said is, if people who are recognizing the issue would email you saying this is a regular problem in
if
this area,
people email,
you know,
I'm not throwing a dart at the calendar and saying, okay, we'll go out this day. And a lot of it is Monday through Friday, daytime commute, evening commute, afternoon, evening commute. That of the calls that I have gotten. I mean, certainly there are some on the weekend in the summer. There are some car clubs, whether they come down in a group or go back up in a group, go up and come back or whatever. Maybe they're going out to breakfast or whatever. Try to catch up with them all summer last year. 5 or 6 cars.
And I noticed, because I ski, there are the skiers from Connecticut and New York are coming up through Heath and not staying down on 112 because they don't like to take that long route. So they've been coming up and...
Well, 112 is also patrolled pretty heavily at times, too.
Yeah,
so
there are a lot of them I've seen in the past, several, and I was like, wait, why are they coming up through here? And then I was like, oh, yeah, they don't want to take the extra.
Are so good.
Well, and then that it's a little bit longer, so they cut off time coming up through Heath as opposed to staying on 112. So, just saying.
So one other question we had was, would it help you to get out and patrol more if instead of having officers for 80 more hours, we had an admin for you?
You know, we talked about that when coloring came up. I don't see that very beneficial to me. A lot of the time is with the firearms stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to sign off on somebody getting a license, I'm going to want to know that everything is done and done right. I've called the Firearms Records Bureau. A clerk cannot get full access to doing the background checks.
Mm-hmm.
So the chief then has to do it, or a designated person.
So you feel that the admin work you're doing, the office work you're doing is of a high level, it's not something that a clerk could help really?
Correct.
Okay.
And somebody says, well, maybe they can help you with payroll. Payroll for one or two person is not going to take a lot of time, you know. Now, some detail stuff. Billing, and then when the checks come in, that's payroll because now you've got to disperse it.
Yeah.
That takes a little more time.
I was going to say, you were fighting with one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, there's a company that doesn't really send a stick. They send a check and there's nothing with it. So you got to figure out what it is. But which brings me up to the admin fee. I believe Colerain said in their joint meeting that they give the administrative assistant doing that detail stuff, they give that person the administrative fee. Well, if I have $20,000 worth of checks I'm paying out, I'd like that $2,000, but I'm not putting in for that. I'm getting paid for it. That admin fee, can we put that into a vehicle account for future use?
Alice, your stabilization count that you brought up the other night we discussed. How funny is that?
How funny.
There's going to be a lot coming up when they hit. I mean, there's been a lot with the trees in the last 6 months or so. And National Grid, Aspen Construction, is knocking on the door to Avery Brook Road and Eve.
That'd be great. Well, so the admin fees would go back through free cash and then be allocated next the following year back to. But yeah, I mean, that's why.
It's the only way to get it into the account is to set up a stabilization account and then.
Well, set up an account, so it should be going through whatever the payroll, police detail payroll.
Yeah, there's an account number for that.
And then
checks come in and they get paid out.
Is there an expense, an admin account set up for that?
That check comes in, the admin fee is all part of the check that is billed.
Yeah.
The bill that is invoice that is billed. When that check comes in, people are paid out of that. There's that 10% still hanging in there.
So, but where does the, so it sounds like.
It should be in that account.
Okay, well, there should be two accounts. It should be set up where 10% goes into an O1, which is a general budget account. And then the balance goes into a 241 or something?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to look at the chart on the wall.
Yeah. But whatever your account is, it should be going into a detail revolving account. The money goes in, the person gets paid out, but the 10% goes into
the general. It's the same concept as like taking money in for land sales, and you have fees that have to go into different accounts, or should be.
Should be. That might be a better.
Just
but yes,
the
there should be, because then that O1 account then gets certified out through free cash. And
so
then
we can
if
look
we
at
have
that.
An extra, we can track how much there was, and then if you need
that.
That
was the discuss with Dave,
because
that goes along with the same. Huh? We're going to be here for 2 months.
Yeah, I don't. When I see the latest and greatest, I don't see that anywhere.
So it's just getting into the general.
I can pull those reports later tomorrow because nobody should be seeing the vehicle.
All right. Okay. What else?
Well, that's all.
Police?
Anybody?
Questions? No?
Thanks. So, depending on what you all come up with, I can submit and adjust it or leave it like it is and let it go to the floor.
We're still getting all the numbers, plugging them in. We got one last look.
A bunch of holes.
And we'll see how it all comes out, washes out.
At least they're just holes.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
appreciate
John.
It.
Thank
you.
You
did a good job in your positions here, even though I moved.
I think we're moved every time. It's kind of musical chairs.
Yeah.
It's based on how loud we speak.
And I think we closed it out within my time frame, too, even though you started me late.
I don't think you have an end.
Thank you for being
here.
Oh, should I keep going?
No.
I think I'll get more stuff.
I will get hangry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. While we're in that public safety line, can we talk about the fire department expenses? Because that was part of our.
We can, because it was something that's on my list.
Okay, well, it was on our discussion point.
Okay, you want to start, or you want me to start? Go ahead. Okay. How about I decide? You go.
So the 32.5 went up to 40,000 because there was going to be two new sets of gear purchased.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. from our understanding, Nick is comfortable with one set of gear.
Agreed, that's what I was told too.
And thereby, we recommended keeping it level funded with the one set of gear coming out of free cash. And putting 4,000, and technically you could even, if you needed the garage doors, an extra 100 or two, you could take it out of that. Because a set of gear is about 3,700 right now.
I'm okay with that. I think we just really have to push to make sure we're applying for the grant for that gear in upcoming years.
I didn't realize that it hadn't been applied for, but if we do get a enhanced department at some point and we actually get new people coming on a regular basis,
yeah,
we really should be budgeting for replacement gear as
yeah
well. So typically Nick will budget for two sets of gear in Colleen every year in his annual fire department expense. Obviously we're not there yet, but we have a half a hopeful, so that's good. That's half more than we had, so.
Is that your only fire department item?
Mm-hmm.
My fire department item that I wanted to add is I'd like to consider adding a administrative assistant to the chief. That work has been being done by somebody outside of the chief for I don't know how many years now, but it's not a recognized position, and I feel after meeting with Nick that he's in agreement that it should be a recognized position, it should be in the budget, and I'm not really sure how much time it needs, because I couldn't get a straight answer out of Nick, but maybe somebody else here could help me on how much time it needs a week. Alice?
Could you help me on that? I'd say like 2 to 3 a month.
He guessed at 2, so.
Yeah.
A month? Or a week?
A month. Okay. I'd say 3 a week. I mean, 3 a month.
3 a month?
Excuse me. Yeah,
okay.
Because
okay.
It's payroll, a payroll. It's bill pay every other week, but it's also like when permits and stuff come in, it's that processing admin fee, all that kind of stuff, so.
I hate to say it, but could we think about it in a sense of kind of like how Colleen does it with Maggie? Maggie does everybody's extra crap?
No, Maggie does not do everyone's extra crap.
She does police's extra crap, but not fire's?
No, I do fire. I do planning board, zoning board, conservation commission, building inspector, board of health, and fire chief.
Sounds like Colleen needs to figure themselves out too, then.
No, they pay. I've been the clerk for that for 11 years.
Just we have.
Could that be then part
and
of
I,
the office's position that gets renamed? It's only 2 or 3 hours a week.
I would actually like it to be its own position to start, and I would like to look at it possibly picking up, because I'm not going to say I disagree, but maybe I do. I still think there's benefit of having a police admin position, and I'd like to look at that over the next year. I'm not ready to fully sign on for it, but I think there's still something to discuss about it, and so I would like to see a new position started that could grow as far as public safety and is concerned, and who knows how else that grows. I'm not sure, but I see that difference. I see, I hear in Corrine that it's bundled up with a bunch of others, but
well,
I see it a little different.
There's money that comes out of different accounts.
Accounts, yeah.
Right, so fire has a clerk, and that money comes out of it's part of the fire department budget. Planning board, zoning board, conservation commission do not really have expense accounts, so it's just a board's clerk something or other.
I'd like
so
this
two
to
different
be
things.
A...
Board of Health is out of the Board of Health expense line. Building inspector is part of the clerky, whatever, because nobody else has a building inspector besides Colerain.
Right. So you have a lot of hats.
So do you get W-2 for each of those 36?
That's what
no,
I mean.
No, because it's all bundled together. I'm there like 32 to 35 hours a week.
So do you have to like fill out like a bunch of different timesheets?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I have four of them I fill out monthly. Well, like bi-weekly. Bi-weekly for three of them. And then Board of Health I just do monthly.
So if we looked at 3 hours a month, 36 hours a year, what do you guys think about that, everybody?
Are you
Lisa?
Looking at a
anybody?
Public safety clerk?
I think it started as fire department, and then we'd have to see how it washes out.
I would let it grow kind of organically, but...
I think so.
So my thought is, you've been getting it for so... Whenever I get something for free, I keep getting it for free, I like that. I mean, this is me personally. But I don't think it's fair.
Correct.
To expect someone to keep doing something for free. And I also don't think you can necessarily get someone to replace them should something happen where you need to for free. So you should budget for work that's being done.
I agree with that. And also, I think helps with really being able to document and understand the work that goes into running fire department. If we're not documenting any of it, the hours and what the person does and so forth, we have no way of understanding a fire department on some level. And I think it allows for sustainability. So I like it.
Colerain does not have an admin. Maggie does his police detail admin. Only because it was taken off of his plate when the department was having some struggles. So people were not being paid timely. So it was, and there were complaints made to the select board about it. So it was taken and reallocated. It's now, you know, and I'm not sure Maggie's probably going to stay on in that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
For the
so it's kind of like an additional thing, kind of what you did.
Right. Well, hers was just kind of, she had a little bit of extra time and it wasn't a whole lot. It was like right now we have nothing going on in with details as opposed to here.
Right.
Town. Right. So last year, a year ago, there was a ton of them. Now there's virtually nothing.
Right.
So
it's kind of fluid.
Yeah, very fluid.
I have a question, Robin. Is it fair to say that some of the administrative work would be for Heath, some of it for Colerain, and some of it would be hard to say whether it was for one town or the other?
No, I think because Colerain has somebody doing theirs, and that will continue on their own, I think at this point, this is solely for Heath. It's for, you know, like Ken does inspections, but the office takes a phone call. So in this case, it's been, Alice takes phone calls and then has to communicate and have the work, the inspection done and the paperwork.
Process his payroll.
So I think it's to begin with specific to Heath, but because it's such a small amount of numbers and a small budget attached to it, it's something that we can look at and see how it grows over the next year. And can it serve purposes in other categories to help maybe with the question that was asked, you know, that Dean asked, which I guess you guys talked about it, we've talked about it. You know, is there a spot for a police department admin assistant, you know, that helps us do some of those jobs on a different level at a different cost and maybe get more patrol hours, right? Say another way of getting more time on the road, right? Without increasing the budget at the higher rate, not the big rate, right? That big rate, the rate, I'm talking little rate, I'm not talking big. I mean, it's gonna be under $1,000. So it's a small amount of money. We gotta figure out what the rate would be, but I assume it would be down where some of the other admin positions are down in that area. I gotta look. Everybody's at different areas right now, so.
Is there a fire department number, like a hourly rate for the fire department?
For what?
Heath Fire Department.
Oh, for the, I don't know how that works, how he paid, like the stipend, you mean?
Yeah.
At one point, I swear he said it was 16 something, and that was years ago, so I don't know if it's changed. And I should ask him. I can do that and see what that is and see if that's the number we use.
Well, that's what they do in Coal Ring.
Okay.
So right.
So if that's somewhere below $20, that probably fits right in with what other people are being paid that are on the lower ends, you know, in the admin position type things.
Right.
So that's probably fair. So if we could find that out from Nick.
I'm confused what you're even trying to find out.
The number that he pays the firefighters per hour when they get paid their stipend.
Per call.
Yeah.
Stipend. It's supposed to be an hourly rate.
Yeah, it used to be they just took the pot and broke it up. It went to hourly. Yeah.
Because the more calls you went on, the less you got paid was how the old formula worked.
Yeah, it didn't work
right,
very
so
well.
Now it's kind of like a, okay, you go to a call.
It's
if
a
you're
3 hour
there for any
call.
Less, right.
You got
you
three hash
out.
Marks towards the pot of.
Which each hour is worth so much.
Right. Yeah.
And it's more than 16 something, because I know it used to be that. Now, whether he's changed it, I don't know.
I don't.
That's low, I feel like.
I would,
no, it's never.
It is
crazy
low,
high.
But, it's really because you don't do it for the money.
Right.
Right.
It's really a recognition.
Right.
No, I'm saying that it sounds low.
I want to say that was maybe 3 years ago.
But if there is nothing that we have voted that increases that line item, then in theory there should not be any change to the hourly rate.
Well, I think he just he doesn't hand it all out, and he always has money left, so he figures he doesn't need to.
But we should know
what. But it could go at, right, we could have that much, so we should increase it if he's gone up from that. I do know it was 16 something at one point in time.
Well,
but
and
I
thought.
I don't think it's changed.
That.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's called a stipend, but it's questionable.
Right.
Is it really
and
a
you
stipend?
And you got so much
if
you do a certain
hourly
required trainings, you get so much. Right. So let's check into that. What do you think about that? Is everybody, can we plop that in there and see how it washes out?
I'm up for plopping.
Okay. You guys okay with that?
I'm abstaining.
I know you are. Thank you. You good with that, Dina?
Yes, I
putting
support.
In. Ned, good? I heard you shaking your head.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
All right. Thank you all for listening to me babble.
Good idea.
COLA. 2.8%? 2.8% finance, you guys good with that? So Mia can plug it in. That's the recommended. Yes, yes, yes.
The Social Security Administration says.
Okay.
We're
plug her in.
We're good with it on hourly and salary. I don't know that it applies to stipends.
No, this
not.
Is not correct.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, because
there
were
things labeled stipend that probably aren't, is probably why.
It gets confusing.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, because treasurer, collector, and building maintenance coordinator, or no, town clerk, get paid monthly rather than biweekly. So then, and all the documents that I could find previously, it was called a monthly stipend, even though they're really not stipend.
I don't know that they even qualify for the terminology of stipend.
Yeah, I don't know either. So I labeled it that way because that's how it had been labeled every other year to try to mitigate confusion. But
to continue the confusion? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't know. Words are hard.
Are you helping?
Always.
Well, but it says treasurer salary. So
yeah.
It really is a salary versus a stipend.